No credit card needed to listen to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, talking Riley County history. Power of history. Here with Cheryl Collins. She's the director of Riley County Museum, or Historical Museum. We also got Doug Tippin. He's the author of 150 Years of Education, Manhattan, Kansas. And we've got just about 7 minutes left in the program. So much history, not enough time. But, Doug, there's definitely a couple things we definitely want to touch on real quick before we're done.
Yes, we'd like to mention the Catholic schools here in Manhattan. And begins with the Sacred Heart Academy. And it was held in Colonel Anderson's home. He had retired here in Manhattan. And Seven Dollars Parish purchased that home for $14,000. And in 1903, they said that was his home was the largest residence in the city of Manhattan. And it was just catty-corner from the present-day Seven Dollars Church. So that became their school, opening in September of 1908. And the first year they had 40 students there. And the enrollment began to increase. So in 1938, Monsignor Lucky purchased a frame annex from the Methodist Church for $3,000. And they moved that down to that area. And became known as the White Building Annex, and it had classrooms for some of the elementary grades. So that's and then of course Lucky High School, 1960 they purchased four homes across from the church. And built a grade school there, and then they built a gym. And of course, Lucky High School. Let's see. I believe 1986 was the last graduating class of Lucky High School.
Let's jump ahead a little bit because we're about running out of time. There's a couple things definitely want to catch on, especially with it being fall, and you know, Manhattan High football team will be out there at Bishop Stadium here before we know it. But in your book, you do have some history on Bishop Stadium, and I think you wanted to talk a little bit before Bishop Stadium.
Before Bishop Stadium was built, Manhattan High played their football games down at Griffith Stadium in the south part of Manhattan. And I used to attend games there. And what was kind of interesting, there was train tracks on both sides of the field. And, of course, the trains would be coming through during the ball game, blowing their whistles. And the official would blow their whistle and stop the game until the train got by. And then they'd resume playing.
And like mid-play? Would they let you finish the play out at least?
Well, when the train whistle started blowing, then they stopped it right there. So they decided they needed a little bit larger facility because the seating there was just temporary. So then they made some plans to build Bishop Stadium, and it opened in 1966. And it was named after Herb Bishop, who was a former principal of Manhattan High School. So Bishop Stadium, of course, not only for football, but has an excellent track facility there also.
Well, let's also talk real quick. We'll close talking about real quick, because we only got about 2.5 minutes left, but the Robinson Education Center, it's something that's heard on the airwaves a lot because the board of the school board meets there. But, Doug, you have an interesting, a little bit of a personal history with Robinson Education Center in a way.
Yes, Robinson Education Center was built in 1965. Prior to that, the Education Center was across the street from the old junior high on Points. Mr. Robinson, the superintendent, had his office in the east wing of that structure, and then across the street south was a big two-story white building that had a lot of offices, the curriculum director and so forth. And so as the enrollment increased, they decided they needed more space there for students, so they made plans to build the Robinson Education Center. So it's named after Mr. Bill Robinson, superintendent back in the 60s.
Who hired you?
Yes, yes. I had my interview with him, and he said, I have two questions for you. And he said, first of all, were you in 4-H? I said, yes. Were you an officer? Yes. And second, he said, I see you graduated from Pittsburgh State. And were you in a fraternity there? And I said, yes. And he said, were you an officer? And I said, yes. He said, that's all the information I need. And, of course, I was prepared to answer all kinds of questions about philosophy and discipline and so forth. So that kind of surprised me. But anyway, yeah, he was a very good superintendent.
Pretty straightforward interview.
Yes, yes.
In and out.
Yes.
He knew what he wanted to hear.
Apparently so. And apparently you answered correctly. Well, we're pretty much out of time here with Riley County Historical Museum Director Cheryl Collins, also Doug Tippin, the author of 150 Years of Education Manhattan, Kansas, who you just heard from. Real quick, Cheryl, some final thoughts.
Well, we'd love to come back and talk about the more recent schools.
Sure.
Some of the Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow, and Marlett, and then up to the Bergman. And, of course, we'll be getting new schools, looks like, in the next while. So that would be terrific. One of the things that I've noted is that you can see when population increased in town because we got new schools, and you can also see where people were moving, building and moving to because of where the schools are. So schools are a good gauge of a community and its growth.
And Doug, you'll probably have to be adding to your book here before too long, looking at some of the higher enrollment numbers that we heard about last week.
I think you're correct.
Thanks so much again, Doug Tippin, Cheryl Collins. Mm-hmm. Always on the 20th of every month, they're coming in and talking about some history. Thanks so much for listening. You've been listening to today's show. It'll be on demand on our website a little bit later today. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. I believe it's City Commission folks will be in tomorrow.
The mayor and the city manager, Clark Howard, followed by Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick. The game this afternoon has lots to talk about. And we got Royals on the radio, beginning at 5:30.
They're your neighbor.